This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
How many soccer games in a row have we turned on where they've scored a goal, like, immediately?
While the Open is playing. And the game has just kicked off at 3 o'clock.
It happened yesterday with PSG. And here with, as you call it, Inter.
Inter, yes. That's what the cool kids call them.
Inter.
Yeah.
What kind of name is that?
I don't know, man.
It's short for...
International.
International is only.
Okay.
Milan
is where they're based.
Yes. Let's just go with that. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting couple of days. Had a stretch just after 5 yesterday where we had back-to-back callers who were both, like, brilliant about the Bills bean stuff. One from the standpoint of this is why he's right. This is why everybody should shut up. The other from... Actually, this is why the wide receiver point is right and why everybody should speak up. But they both did bring up Kevin Adams. Like, it's funny. Imagine, like, two politicians, like two of the most loudmouth, openly dishonest politicians. I know that covers a lot of people. But, like, one is like, oh, tariffs, immigration, economy, foreign relations, all these different things. And the next person comes up and, like, oh, that's wrong, obviously wrong, lying. But we both agree Caddyshack 2 was terrible. We both can at least agree. There's a thing we
common
can both.
Ground.
Common
ground.
The common ground is at least make it about the Sabres, you guys.
Right.
14 years. You know, fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
No matter how you feel about Brandon Bean and the Bills, at least, you know, we can all agree that the Sabres is just incredible, their ineptitude. I think, you know, again, not looking to at all, really, I have almost no interest anymore in sort of, like, talking about Bean's performance, if you will.
The hows and the whys and what happened there.
Just,
yeah,
like, right. what he was thinking or feeling. But I do think, like, from that section of yesterday's show and others, you know, later on we heard from a guy who's like, more and more of these people are showing up, at least in my space, which is, are we sure we're supposed to be, it's right to be upset here, like, with the success they've had? And the guy yesterday was like, I can remember Buddy Nix. We should be grateful. Is it better? If it's not, if the word isn't better, we'll fix it. Is it better to be grateful about the Bills of the last, say, 5 years, or pissed?
Oh, boy, I like this question. My feelings on that would be grateful, like 9 out of 10 times grateful. Pissed, I don't know about pissed, disappointed, frustrated. I guess I can, that those things can rise to the level of anger. But for me, I think it sounds this way. Like, I can be angry in a moment, but mostly I'm maybe too grateful for this job, as it pertains to them. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, in this job, feeling like, this is great. What's wrong with you guys? Why are you always complaining? I think if I didn't have this job, I don't think I would be mad ever about them. I think it's just been great. Like, I think about people out there, and I'm glad they're engaged with us and they ride with us, you know, some of them, or they get mad at us when they don't agree with it, whatever it is. I'm grateful for that companionship, for that relationship, but I rarely feel any long-term anger. If I do, 2 years ago after the Eagles game, I'm like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. McDermott with the timeouts and the just, oh my gosh, this has to stop. I don't want to do it anymore. I think that was a 4:30 game. So by 9 o'clock that night, we're done. And I felt horrible.
Yeah.
That I had flipped that hard.
Because they lost maybe 37-34 overtime game on the road to a really good team.
Right.
That went to 11-1 maybe by winning that game.
Right.
See, that's a great example.
Yeah.
Should you be pissed or should you be, wow, amazed, impressed, this is really fun.
Yeah.
Too bad, oh well.
Yeah.
I can't settle for grateful mostly, because it still remains about a championship. And I don't apologize for that. That's how the players talk. I mean, that's how forever, that's who I've learned from, is listening to Bills players in the 90s. It's about the ring, you know? And yeah, I had a great time and we were great, so many great games and memories, but it's always about the ring. And there are times, I guess, when I feel like, take the Bills and the Sabres right now. The Bills, you know, you feel something. It's maddening, these Kansas City games and these close calls. It's maddening because you really know that they're good enough to do it, but they just didn't. Against the same team every time makes it almost more annoying. Whereas with the Sabres, the playoffs are going on right now. I feel nothing. I don't hate anybody. I don't care who wins. I don't care about it at all. Like, it's all so long ago. Players in the playoffs now, probably their dads were on teams I cared about, you know? And,
oh, yeah.
And now, just like, whatever. And so that's not better, but it is in certain ways. Like, you're not losing sleep over it this way.
I think Jackson Blake on Carolina is Jason Blake's son.
Okay, well, we could probably run a list. I mean, Kachuk.
I think I'm not, I got to Google that, but I think there are a bunch of kids that age that have shown up. I recognized a lot of last names and dads from when Owen was climbing the ranks, like that age group. Like, my kid's 23 now. That's an age where guys show up in the NHL, and there were like all Doan and Draper and like all these guys that you knew from, you know, the 90s or early 2000s, and here are their kids all playing. Anyway,
Tyler Myers, although I don't think his team is in the playoffs, he's actually Tyler Myers' son. That's how long it's been. Yeah. No, it's just like,
yeah,
the Bills thing versus the Sabres thing, they are pretty much polar opposites. And I don't know, is one better? You know, people will ask once in a while, we've had these calls or just in bar conversations, Would you rather lose by 1 point in the Super Bowl like the Bills have done, or just win three games?
There was a day here, you're tripping some wires for me, where, I know it was in my attic. I don't remember the year. Sometime after 13 seconds. And you were away, and I was working, and maybe Zach had just started on the show with us here, who's still with us now. And I remember, because I had heard from a friend of mine that was really hot about McDermott, and I kind of couldn't believe it, that it was like, that it's time already. I'm talking about 4 years ago now, right? And so, you know, one of these days where you're by yourself and like, you know, you think, what do I want to do? And I...
You let something like that go.
Yeah.
Right? Just sort of, you play with it.
Yeah. I looked at what felt worse, the playoff drought for the Bills. Leave the Sabres over there for now. But there's definitely similarities now. How I feel about the Sabres right now is very much how I felt like the Bills in the drought. Like, what hurts more? The drought or losing? Like, what's a worse existence? Losing these close playoff games or not even being in it? And it really is such an exercise in how different we can be. Even fans who we want the same thing. But our emotions, I couldn't believe how many people said the drought was better than losing a game like 13 seconds. Like, I could not believe it. Is so anti the way I'm wired that I have a hard time really grasping that. And I remember one person in particular said, it was horrible. I didn't even, like, this is way worse. I didn't even care about them back then when they were in the drought. I'm like, and that's not worse than feeling the pain of losing a game where you could have gone to the, you know, I just can't grasp that.
I think that's me.
That just is incredible to
because
me.
Because what I, like, with the Sabres, you know, I don't want to leave, like, make it about working here, but it has had an effect on me in terms of my performance here. Like, how, anyway, like, regardless of all that, they're not, like, important to me right now. Because it's just been too long since they've been competitive. So, all right, whatever.
Like, right.
I catch myself making mistakes about who's on the team and different things. And I think the next question is, well, how much of a void in your life, if that's the word, does that create? And for me, it's like none. I'm sure there are other things I'm interested in instead now that I don't this is really up to the individual. I don't very often even really think about it. I don't think about, like, oh, wow. In here I will. You know, you'll say, like, oh, the weather's changing. Wouldn't it be great, the playoffs? Right. Like, just different things about. But it's like, oh, it's way over there for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it's my kids or fantasy football or my dog, I mean, just something else is in the space. And
question for our listeners, which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I don't sit around moping about the Sabres drought, and I think the Bills would have been the same thing. And this lifelong quest for them to win a title, now they're close, and there are, you know, micro-level things that you can maybe think need to be different for it to happen, and like that's way more intense, which I think for me that's good. That makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's more intense, and so I end up feeling more frustrated than grateful, which, you know, is not where you want to end up in life. But that's what that's how I am about all this.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting, like I also don't want to make it about our relationship with the teams, but something that is very different about the two organizations, the two sports, the two leagues, and how much focus there is on them. To me, like, it is the Sabres are much easier for me to do what you're doing emotionally anyways. Like, I still, in some sort of, maybe even a, some perfunctory manner, go through, I'm there. I'm going to watch the games. I love the sport, and they're on, and so I'm going to watch it. But it, I'm detached in a way that even the show allows us to be more. Whereas the Bills, the NFL, football itself, is so big that even while the Bills are mired in a 17-season drought, we're talking every day in the offseason about what they're going to do and how they're going to get out of it. And the Sabres, in the midst of this, I'm not saying they don't have their days, but it's a lot easier for me to just sort of leave them over there. They're over there, and that emotionally they're not reaching me. I'm not, you know, I watch games every night. I'm watching the playoffs. I'm still dialed in on that. Buchagross last night on the Leafs Senators game at some point made reference to the interminable suffering of the Leafs fans because they're about to drop to 1-13, or they were 1-12 in these elimination opportunities to advance games, and I'm like, dude, you don't know from interminable suffering. Like, I'm watching this game from Buffalo, New York, and like, I would trade places with any Leaf fan. Now, I know, easy for me to say. You get in that spot, and it's year 7 or 8 with the core group and whatever, and you're still, it is maybe a little bit like the Bills. Like, they haven't gotten there. They've changed out. It's not McDermott the whole time, right? It's been different guys. But the core group is the same, and they can't seem to get over it. And that's misery. But well, they're in the playoffs.
I wouldn't describe it as misery, but it makes sense to me. Whatever, there's a word for it. Whatever the word is, there's one for it.
Yeah.
For what the Leafs or the Bills, like what the suffering, no. What the existence is you are a loser in the eyes of, you know, the world, kind of. Like, whether it's Kansas City or, you know, the Super Bowls in the 90s, everybody can appreciate the success you needed to get there. But we remember the champions, we remember the teams they beat if it's the same team every year. Like, that's just how cruel the thing is. So it's like that reality, the Bills reality, which is, you know, you're going to range from, if you're not like a fan, you're going to range from thinking, oh, you're going to be sympathetic to feeling like you want to mock them because they've just lost that game every time. With, you know, yesterday with the Saints, who are the teams in the league? What is the one team? Isn't there another team in New York? Isn't there one team that actually plays in New York? Like that when in the middle of the Brady run, they were just irrelevant. And I don't know, like, there would be people would be both things. They'd be more the type to sympathize with, you know, the drought years teams and like, man, like I think the Sabres have this now to real hockey people, whether they're in the media or just fans in other places, like, can they just ever, that was a really great vibe when Buffalo was good. Can't Buffalo just be good, you know, and like mm-hmm. sort of get there? You kind of want it, maybe. And the Bills would have been the same thing. The crowds, the stadium, the tradition, the unique flavor, if you will, of games there. You know, you can be that way. Or you can just sort of like how I am, say, about baseball or something or any sport where it's like, if you're not good, I just don't care about you. I'm here for the good teams. I'm here for the storylines and, you know, the championships. Can a team repeat? Can a team win its first? Can a quarterback? All that stuff. And so that makes me, you know, it's not exactly on point from where we were, but that makes me more like amped up for and even mad about mm-hmm. the Bills
yeah.
than I would have been in 2010. 2010, they're an eye roll. The owner's ancient, you know, they're talking about moving. They're hiring, they're like the Sabres, hiring Buddy Nix. Like, who's that? That's the Sabres GMs are. Was this person in the profession before they made them the general manager? Like, who is this person? It was never somebody, like, really credible. We go to the Super Bowl, and the Bills hire Giron, and we've got Chicago guys coming up to us to apologize. And he was the coach of the year.
Right.
In the league once. Sorry, guys, this is not going to go well. Like, that's not more fun. Because that's depressing. Those interactions with people in other markets are depressing.
Right. It doesn't hurt like a bitter loss that you think you should have won hurts. Like it's a different kind of. That's almost. It gets to be painless. You end up being numb. And look, man, I don't want to like start quoting Johnny Resnick here, but it's good to bleed. It's good to know you're alive. So. When the Bills aren't any good, or like I am right now with the Sabres, you can't hurt me, and that sucks. Because it's sports. Like at the end, however brokenhearted I might be, I'm not 7 years old, or even, 25, with my head in my hands after Super Bowl 25, sitting in front of my TV, like just inconsolable. I'm older. I think I've got my priorities reasonably in line with who I want to be and how I want to live my life and how I've lived it to this point. The losses sting, but bottom line for me, as long as you're credibly close to winning, like your contender status, I'm good. I'm good. Yes, I'm gonna uncover this and talk about this, and I think you should try this, and like, of course, try to get it all the way there. But generally. Grateful is what I am for the Bills right now. I mean, man, when they took off, I don't know how many people feel this way, but like for me professionally, if Josh Allen would have missed, I don't know, man. Like this has almost never been more fun than it's been since he took off and they took off with them, with him. If that hadn't happened and we were still wandering around looking for a guy, man, I don't know. It'd be hard. I'm trying to say it would be hard for me to keep coming and sitting in this chair with you. I really needed it. It was emotionally just taking everything out of me that I didn't care about them.
Right.
It felt too much of a put on to me to come in here and talk about them passionately because they were bad for so long. It just was like, what am I even doing here?
Right.
I feel like a wind up toy.
Right now, like take the Steelers. Or the Browns, proud franchises, proud fan bases. And you look around the AFC and we're arguing about Mason Rudolph or Will Howard or Aaron Rodgers, late stage Aaron Rodgers or Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco or Shedeur Sanders. Wouldn't you kind of want to just be like, can we just not? Like, what's the point? what's our ceiling? What are we hoping for? A wild card? I mean, in that case, the Browns and the Steelers would be different conversations, but still, like, it seems maybe unattainable. It felt that way, I think, mostly for the Bills in those years because of Brady, but also because of themselves.
Yes.
Just like, this is not a serious organization, and the Sabres are not a serious organization. They're just not. Nobody goes this long without making a big change. It's ridiculous. So then what? You want to talk about who they should draft or sign or trade for? Or who cares? Like, it's just not
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say who cares because people do care, but it doesn't get me anywhere. And in the Bills' case, I think, that was really more just for work. Like, all right, let's just pick somebody. Let's just talk about
mm-hmm.
it. But it's not going to matter. And it didn't until, really, Brady was out of the way. And then, that timed nicely. That fit nicely. Allen's arrival and rocket-like ascent to the top of the league, and then Brady's departure lined up. Well, that's one angle that this Brandon Bean stuff has brought on, is because yesterday there was more pushback against it than there was on Monday. Monday on this show was more like, what's up with this guy? What does he have the right to say all that? Like, where does he get that? Why would he feel this way? That kind of stuff. Yesterday, we heard from more people who were like, what's our problem? What are we mad at? They need a defense. They drafted it. They're good. It makes sense. What's the point? 803-0550. Is it better to be grateful or pissed or something else? Can you be both? I feel like both are reasonable. So maybe we're all both, just to different degrees. Let's find out. Chris Trapasso coming on today, Wednesday, 4 o'clock, to talk about the draft and sort of put a bow on our conversations with him, how the Bills did, how the draft went overall. Lines are open for you, 803-0550. Thanks for listening. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.